This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On the line, the executive director of the Green Times, eco consultant and coach. There seems to be some unhappiness in your circles about a new environmental regulation amendment. Alma, let's chat about that this morning.
Yes, there's some unhappiness and there's great excitement as well. Did you see the new top story that the seismic testing on the West Coast has been stopped for now?
Okay, tell us more about that. Quickly, you've got to tell us.
Let me give you the good news first.
Yes, please.
Because these things, the top three stories are all interrelated. It's all about ensuring proper public participation in line with the Constitution. Uh-huh. So there's all sorts of developers wanting to do things, and then they get granted licenses, and then that is not, that's in contravention with the Constitution, because the Constitution says we as the public have the right to participate and to comment and to complain, and we need to be taken into consideration,
yes,
especially the interests of an affected party, so the local fishermen and those communities. And these people, together with a whole bunch of lawyers, it's wonderful how we are mobilizing for the environment in this country at the moment. It's really gaining traction, and I'm really excited about that. So a lot of people are working together. You know that we marched on the beach here as well, and everybody marched on the beaches. As people are taking up the cause of the protection of our environment, and there's nothing more exciting for me than that. So there's been an interim interdict granted against Geodata UK Limited to stop the seismic testing at the West Coast until the next court date, when this court case will continue on the 7th of March. So that was granted on Monday, and then it seems like yesterday the ship continued seismic testing, so we are hoping that they will also now be fined for that. So that was good news.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about today is, of course, the amendment that Minister Barbara Pusey put through on the 31st of December. She gazetted an amendment that she wants to be made to the NEMA, the Environmental Act, to say that the public cannot stop and cannot launch an appeal without the professional services of an environmental impact assessment person, so it's called an environmental assessment practitioner. So this is throws a spanner in the works of how we normally do things, because vulnerable and affected people are very often not wealthy people. These are people who take the case of the West Coast fishermen. And now to launch an appeal against a proposed regulation, what's happened in the past is environmental lawyers help pro bono. Nobody gets paid for this. Remember, you and I, fighting for the environment, we don't get paid for this work. This is all volunteer looking after the environment.
Yes.
So they then get together with specialists who know the story, and they would then launch an appeal against a proposed regulation which would, or a license which would violate the Constitution. Now the new law that she wants to bring through is that it has to be done via a professional environmental impact assessor. Now, the problem with that is these are the people who help create these problems in the first place, because they are part of the process of drawing up these proposed amendments. And these people are very expensive. So the issue is really that the NEMA law says very clearly in various places that public participation must always be encouraged and promoted. And this new regulation or amendment can now make it far more difficult, because it's going to make it far more costly, and you bring in people who were involved previously already in the proposal. So there's a process now of people protesting against that, and at the end of that story there's a link where you can read the new proposed amendment, and you can comment, and the comment period was only going to be a month until the end of January, but it's been continued now until the 21st of February. So we have time, but we have to be active.
I think that's the big thing. The story that you shared initially about the win, and that's on the headline story, where the court blocks the searcher's seismic blasting, at least for now. When these things happen and you hear people are protesting or they're placarding, you can't help but feel, really, you know, how's the little guy going to win against these big giants? And then when you share these stories, it sort of fills you with hope, Alma, like, okay, so we can actually stand our ground. We do have a voice as the people. So I think that these wins are building up momentum, at least in hope, of what's possible. So now when we hear this public participation, we think, okay, we do have a voice. You know, these platforms are created for us to have a voice, but very few people actually use it.
Have a voice because all South Africans should protect the Constitution. And inevitably, these proposed developments are not in line with the Constitution. Mm. And that's why each time it takes a court case. That's the only way which we can now protect the environment. We have to go via the courts. And we are blessed with fantastic environmental lawyers in this country who are doing this work pro bono. So at the same time, us just marching around the beach here, it's all acts of solidarity. It all puts pressure on the government. It tells the government people on the ground are aware these things are not constitutional. We'll have to look at it very carefully. People know. People are going to put their foot down and say, no, this is not on. And the same goes for the third story on the top at the moment, and that's about the gas master plan.
Yes.
And there again, they are saying that public participation is not properly allowed in this thing. It's not taken into account. The people who are going to be affected have not been consulted, they haven't had a word, and therefore they are being restricted.
Yeah.
And that is anti-constitutional. So, you know, we need to know our constitutional, we need to know our constitutional rights, and we need to understand that we need to stand together for that, and then we can actually protect the environment properly.
But who, apart from the Green Times, and we're not seeing it everywhere else, I mean, who's responsible for keeping an eye on what regulations are put in place? And what, for example, just this story that we were tackling initially, this environmental regulation amendment that's threatening constitutional rights, who's keeping an eye on the changes that are made and letting everybody know they're being made and that they need to come together as the public and comment and participate? I mean, if you're not keeping your eye on some kind of media outlet, you're not even going to know that you can participate.
But that's been a function all the time of environmental watchdogs. Mm. So we've got environmental watchdog organizations on the ground, enormous amount of them, fantastic people doing awesome work. And so we just need to make sure that we are in touch with the right people. Also, obviously, social media helps. So follow the right feeds, follow the Green Times on Facebook. We share many stories there that we don't even get to publish because there is just not enough time.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure you get the right information so that you can be an active citizen and properly protect what is right for this country. Otherwise, things are going pear-shaped.
So let's take up this offer from Alma to get involved in following the Green Times as an example on Facebook, and there's the Green Times itself, .co.za. And if you want to have your say and you're realizing, just like we are this morning, being filled with hope that if we get stuck in and we have our say and we band together, we can always do more together than we can ever do apart. You can have a voice and we can change things. And as believers in Jesus, it's our responsibility to be good environmental stewards. That goes without saying,
absolutely,
which means we all need to be part of this. This isn't Alma's job and Brad's job. This is everybody's job. So let's get stuck in and be part of the solution here.
And click each time on the regulation. And go and comment. Mm. Find out for yourself. Read up more. Understand the argument as to why this is not in line with our constitution. We have this world-leading constitution, but if it's not applied, then it's absolute waste. And we can use that to protect our environment and protect all vulnerable creatures and species, including humans, because that's what our job is.
So have your say. Don't be quiet. Plug in where you can. Find out what you can to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Alma Paula, thanks for being part of the solution.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
And you. Thanks, Alma. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.